This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing? How are you doing?
I'm doing very good.
Fantastic.
Good to see you.
Yes, must be. Must be. How are you? Okay. Before we start, guys, we're all doing this charity project, and this for one ummah, isn't it?
Yes.
And I've got the link below. This is Ramadan. It's a special time. It's a time whereby if you give in charity, it will be multiplied manifold. It will be something which will be on your scales in the day of judgment. And what we're doing now is actually an emergency.
Is it the food packs?
No, not the food packs. So we've done the food packs the first 10 days. This is now getting to the juice of it. We're talking about the emergency packs, the emergency aid to the people of Gaza. Yes, the people of Gaza and even the people of Sudan and other countries where their emergencies are happening.
Spano, this is interesting. The word emergency, if you look in Google, it means a situation where it needs immediate action. Okay. It needs attention.
Yeah. So when we look at, check that out?
No. I always have it, you know, because I'm studying with the champ. No, joking. So this is very important because when we say emergency, people don't really understand.
Yeah.
It's something that requires immediate action.
People do understand the word emergency.
No, they don't. They don't. They become desensitized.
This is the most
to it.
Useless contribution you're making.
No, but it is something, bro. You can save someone's life. Yes. You know, Allah says in the Quran, "Man ahyaha fakannama ahya an-nasa jami'an." Whoever saves a life, it's like saving all of humanity.
Exactly. Like,
you know what I mean?
The situation is also emergent. It needs urgent attention psychologically.
But honestly,
can you define psychologically, Ali?
So just as a preamble to the video, this is a very important thing, and it will only take you a couple of seconds, and it will increase your deeds on the Day of Judgment. It will be an amazing thing. So please click the button below. I wanted to give you something to react to, actually.
Who's it about?
It was about Candace Owens, and she was having this conversation with.
She must be really happy at the Daily Wire, isn't she? Is she having a successful career?
Yeah. So everyone knows that she was fired by the Daily Wire, and their masks have dropped.
I thought they were about freedom of speech, though.
They're not about freedom of speech.
What?
They're about selective freedom of speech. We know this. They're a pro-Zionist organization. If you don't toe the party line with them, then they'll fire you. And this is a great experiment. In fact, it's one of their worst moments because everyone can see it now. They only had one black woman of color. And they got rid of her now, isn't it?
And she used to say Christ is King, and she was a proud Christian.
Is there another black woman in there as well? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Oh, there isn't?
No.
Well, I'm not at that level anyway.
It's a pretense.
They may be in the background or working somewhere else.
To even have a black woman, that I believe it was intentionally done.
Yes.
And now they're like, oh, it doesn't serve us. You know, it's like that. And guess what? They are people who are against objective news.
Yeah.
They're saying objective news is pro-Hamas. can you imagine if objective news is pro Hamas, then you finish it. And Candace Owens is pro Hamas.
I'll tell you what, talking about Candace Owens, she had this conversation with this guy called Rabbi Barclay. We all know
Rabbi who?
Barclay. HSBC.
Okay.
But Barclay. We know how she's been having a back and forth with Unholy Shmoly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that guy's a creep, bro. What a filthy guy.
He is.
You guys should see my video on that. But, what a weirdo.
But then it's now she had this conversation with Barclay. And he's obviously been slandering her and stuff. And one thing I will say to Candace Owens, if she's watching, and I do have reason to believe that she'll be watching a video like this, is yes, it's important sometimes to defend yourself from the slanderers. We've all been slandered in our time in public life. But don't give it too much attention because, frankly, their appetite is insatiable.
Mm.
Their appetite is insatiable, and whatever you say will not be enough for them. Yeah. And these guys have already got preconceived notions. Mm. I want to say these guys, I'm talking about Zionists who have these kind of belief systems. But talking about Zionists with incredibly despicable and heinous belief systems, I want to just show you a clip, and it's just a very short clip, of what this man says, Barclay.
It can't get worse.
I was absolutely gobsmacked.
One second, with everything that we've seen that they've done, it's worse.
It's shocking.
I want to see this.
Let's take a look at it.
I want to see this.
Do you think it is sad when an innocent Palestinian child dies?
Candace, I cry every day. And it's not just for Israel. And this is one of the things you clearly do not understand. The same way most don't, who are anti-Semites, you don't get it. I cry for what's going on in Israel. I cry just as much for what we are forced to do. Golda Meir had a great quote. She said that one day we may be able to forgive them for killing Israeli children. We will never be able to forgive them for making us kill their children.
So what about my statement of saying that I also cry for Palestinian children is wrong to you if you also admit it is sad when Palestinian children die?
It's painful, but it is not in any way, shape, or form morally equivalent to October 7th.
Now, there's a lot of nonsense that this guy was saying throughout the interview. Yeah, but let's just focus on this. What on earth is this?
This is psychopathic.
It is.
You know, it's like a rapist raping somebody and saying, you know what, you're making me do this. But in any society, you think that person is sick, a weirdo, you know, just psychologically messed up. And this is what Israel is showing itself to be.
What you said is interesting. It's like, imagine you're raping someone and then you're saying, I'm more angry for the fact that you're making me do this.
Yeah, it's
can you imagine? Blaming you for what I'm doing to you, and I'm angry for you making me do that.
No, but the thing is, the same exact That's logic.
Gaslighting, bro. Gaslighting at its finest.
Yes. Well, it's worse than that. I tell you what, I mean, let me tell you something, right? If this logic were to be extended, one could say the same thing about October 7th.
Okay,
why did... And we don't take for granted, we've already refuted these claims about the 40 beheaded babies and stuff like that. So if there were civilians that were killed, or Hamas turns around and says, well, we will never forgive you for letting us do this, making us do this. We've already refuted those claims.
And they have more right to their logic to say that, because this has been going on for about 75 years.
I mean, it's absolutely, it's despicable. It's shocking. I'm actually quite disappointed in Candace, I have to say, because instead of focusing on this low-laying intellectual fruit, which she could have just batted out of the arena, she started defending herself again. And this is now becoming a bit pathological, Candace, I'll be honest with you. You have a man here saying, we'll never forgive them for what they've done to us, which is make them kill their children. And you're focusing on what I said and what he said.
Exactly.
And frankly, that's not what you should be focusing on, with that kind of comment.
As a black woman, when we look at history, what happened to the black people, like King Leopold II, what he did in Congo, killing 10 million people. Imagine him coming and saying, I am more angry with you, Candace, for making me do this to the Congolese. Like, and imagine, how would your reaction be? Would you be talking about yourself or defending yourself or letting this comment pass by? You wouldn't. And look how he's casually dehumanizing the children. And not only that, what he said is absolutely, and you have to be psychologically unwell.
I think I agree with you guys 100%. Regardless of the situation, with what's going on in Palestine, you have to stand up for the Palestinians. It's about being on the right side of history. However, I can see, and it's interesting to kind of look at the dynamic here. Maybe she may have understood that these are her dying moments in Daily Wire, that maybe, you know, she can get back some of her reputation, or she was gagged, or, you know, she was...
Yeah, but it's...
And there are certain announcements to suggest that maybe now that she's got her own platform, that we are going to see a completely uncensored version where we see the reality. So we are hopeful.
Yes. Well, I like the way you've said that, because we want to give everyone a chance. I mean, she obviously is not a psychopath. She's seen what's happened with the children. She's a mother herself. She was pregnant, I think, at one point. And she can empathize with these and sympathize with these people, just like any human being with decency would be able to do. Okay? But let's call a spade for a second. It doesn't matter where you're working or where you're getting your paycheck. If you're seeing someone say, right, that we will never forgive you for forcing us to kill your children, I'm sorry, that kind of statement cannot go unchecked. I'm sorry to say. And for it to just kind of be moved up to the side, because let's focus on the bigger issue at hand, which is what? Which is my reputation, in the case of Candace in this case. I think it's problematic, frankly.
It is.
But I will say that this is now, it's reached a stage where after I read, I listened to this and I saw him say that, I was like, there's no reasoning with this kind of person.
You can't.
There's no reasoning with this kind of person.
It's
unbelievable.
Any average individual watching this and hearing these people speak on a day-to-day basis, it just gets worse and worse and more disgusting, more disturbing, more gaslighting. It's really, really disturbing. And a lot more people are waking up. And I think Candace Owens, being a Christian herself, and seeing the contempt towards Christianity as well. And she's mentioned a lot of posts as well where she's saying that the bowl has been spiked, and that's why we're seeing Christ being mocked in Hollywood, and she's saying a lot of interesting stuff, and hopefully through her leaving now, she'll be able to say more things that will awaken more people, because it seems like it's not working when it's coming from people like us.
I think
maybe it will come from, you know, their own.
I think we're going to see the real Candace Owens. Once she has her own platform, we're going to see what she's really about, because now the Daily Wire influence that is not there. But alhamdulillah, you know what it is, like Allah, you know when we are told that on Yawm al-Qiyamah our limbs will speak out. I just feel like, you know what's happening now with the Zionists, they are literally showing the whole world the true reality with their own tongue. You cannot make this up, bro. Wallahi, you cannot. If you orchestrated it, nobody will put a script down. Even if we Muslims were scripting, we'd never put a script down as bad as this.
No, because imagine that. Imagine if I went to Piers Morgan's show and he asked me about October the 7th and I said, look, I mean, the 40 babies were killed for the sake of argument, and
they
didn't challenge that. But they made us kill him.
They'll
be on front pages, bro. I'll be in the prison.
You'll be in prison, bro.
It's a prisonable offence, I think.
Yeah, 100%.
It's definitely a criminal offence.
And even here in the UK, there was that image of a child on the Jewish holy day going with a replica gun.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go
on the streets.
I'm going to go to that street.
And then the Hackney police responded by saying, oh, it's not really an offence. So we can walk around with
you. But if my son was dressed up in ISIS and went with a gun.
Look, it's incredible double standards, and it's untenable at this stage. But what we will say is we have a chance to do our bit by spreading videos like this, but also by clicking the link below and helping our brothers and sisters in Gaza, in Sudan, in different parts of Afghanistan where emergency aid is required. Let's be people of action, honestly. Any last words, guys?
No, that's it. And don't forget to support
I think that was a veiled threat. Like, any last words?
my last words would be, inshallah, support One Ummah, the charity, the emergency charity, brothers and sisters.
And my last words would be, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah.
Inshallah. To live by it, to die by it.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.